Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I understand that the popular television series Game of Thrones is starting its last season tonight. Is anyone here a fan of Game of Thrones? A couple people, good. I want to make sure that reference is not completely going over everyone's heads. I have not actually followed that TV series, although I've seen a few episodes. But I know that it portrays an epic struggle between opposing forces. And the last season is meant to finally decide the question, who will sit on the Iron Throne? Who will rule? Whose power will win? Whose power will win? The Passion of Christ is a story about power, the power of God and the power of the world. Which one do we prefer? Which power will win? Our story today starts with Jesus riding into Jerusalem like a king. And he is honored by his disciples, and he's welcomed by the crowd. They all sing, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." And this seems to be a celebration of Jesus' power, which is God's power. But aren't the people really celebrating the return of a warrior king from the line of David, a Messiah who will free them from the yoke of the Romans? The people appear to want someone who rules with the power of this world. They want to overthrow one earthly ruler, Caesar, and replace him with another one, Jesus. Power is seductive. And we may or we may not want it for ourselves, but we certainly recognize it in others. And we are drawn to follow those with power. Power may be the power of force and coercion. It may be the power of resources. Power may lead. Power may abuse. Power may micromanage. Power may persuade, or it may ride roughshod over others. Most of all, power can get things done. And the power of this world gets things done according to the values of this world. But what does God do with power? That God indeed has power is part of our affirmations of faith. We proclaim that God created the whole world and all that is in it. And that is power. We remember that God chose the Hebrew people and led them from slavery into freedom. And that's power too. And the power that God reveals in Jesus Christ is very different from the power of the world. Jesus gives himself in service to others. He uses his power to heal, to save, to free. And meanwhile, the religious and political leaders are using the power of darkness to dominate, to imprison, to kill. Jesus appears to have a chance at earthly power at the beginning of Palm Sunday when everyone is waving their branches, but that chance at earthly power is short-lived. After his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the religious leaders and the political leaders turn their power against Jesus. And so they arrest him. They come armed with swords and clubs, which are weapons of physical power. And they use the power of lies to turn the crowd against Jesus. And even Peter succumbs. He denies Jesus. He succumbs to the power of darkness that threatens everyone. Jesus is wrongfully convicted so that the authorities can preserve their own power. Jesus is taken to the cross, apparently powerless against the powers of the world. And yet, Jesus is God among us. And on the cross, he displays a different kind of power, a kind of power that the world finds hard to understand. On the cross, we do not see powerlessness. We see revelation, a revelation of what God is really like. The same God who brought the cosmos into being is the same one who gives life to the dead. As Jesus raised Lazarus, life is somehow being given through the cross. Jesus' suffering on the cross is the power of sacrifice, the power of self-giving for the salvation of others. It's not a power that seeks its own advantage. It is a power that seeks the good of the world. This is God's power. The power and the glory revealed in the Passion story. Jesus reveals a God who will never ride roughshod over us. Jesus reveals a God who will go to the ends of the earth for us. Our God has power indeed, and it is the power of life, not death. It is the power of light, not darkness. Though God could destroy the cosmos, God has promised to do no such thing. Instead, our God has chosen to hang on a cross for us and for our salvation, dying that all may have life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.